small square of the window. How could I live in this world full of strangers and gray light instead of a country of cousins and family friends and year-round sunshine? We landed and entered a terminal where officials took us into a room to issue us special papers. Then one of them shook our hands and said, "Welcome to the United States of America," and pointed us out of immigration. And there was my answer to how I would survive in this strange new world. My family was waiting for us, Mundine and Lucinda, my grandparents, Carla, her sisters, and Tia Laura and Tio Carlos and Tia Mimi, all of them calling out, "Anita! Carmen!" Carla says my face was worth $1,000 as the family rushed forward and locked us in their arms.
So now we know what's going on with Anita and Mommy. Apparently, the whole time they were hiding in the Mancini's closet, there were people working on getting them out of the country. That roar Anita heard that sounded like a plane landing in the Mancini's backyard was actually a helicopter. It picked up Anita and Mommy and took them to an airport, and from there they flew to New York City. When she saw the city from the plane, Anita felt sad and scared, but then all her relatives, even the Garcias, met her and Mommy at the airport, and right away, Anita felt better. Let's keep reading after the space on page 143, where it says, "By the end of September."
By the end of September, we still have no news of Papi and Tio Tony. The Garcias have invited us to move out to their house in Queens, but Mommy won't hear of it. Any day now, we will be returning home. The Campo suburbs are for those who have decided to settle down in the United States, like the Garcias. New York City is where you stay on your way back to where you came from. While we are waiting around, Mommy decides that we should learn perfect English. Lucinda already is a pro from being here since February, but Mundine and I could use practice. Papi will be so pleased, she says excitedly. There is an uneasy silence when she says these things, but I so want to believe her that I'll do anything, anything that might help make this happen. Mommy goes to a nearby Catholic school and asks the principal if we can sit in on any class till we go back home. The principal is a nun with a bonnet like a baby doll, except it's black. She is a sister of charity, and maybe that is why she is so kind and says yes, she will put us wherever there is a spot.